Texte numéro 97. Wired textiles on your back. Dr. Volakis, the director of the Electroscience Laboratory at Ohio State University, is trying to end the need for cell phone hardware, like the Bluetooth earpiece, by fabricating communication devices out of clothing. His effort is part of a broad technological effort to make smart textiles, wearable fabrics with embedded electronics that can collect, store, send, and receive information. His lab is focusing on the sending and receiving part, trying to transform military apparel, hospital gowns, even everyday T-shirts into antennas. Aside from enabling a science fiction luxury, simply speaking into your collar when you want to talk to somebody, antenna clothing could offer covert communication for soldiers, wireless monitoring for the sick, and much better reception in general. Antennas lose reception when blocked by a human body, and the cumbersome rod-shaped antennas used by soldiers cannot capture signals from directly above. Communication is severely limited when an antenna goes horizontal, as it does when soldiers duck, crouch, or crawl. This is where a body-wearable antenna will shine, said the chief of antenna technology for the Army's Office of Electronics Research. You can flare the antennas out to cover a larger area, turning a single one-dimensional rod into multiple two-dimensional panels. Wearable communications equipment dates back at least to the late 1990s, when a team at the Georgia Institute of Technology developed the wearable motherboard, an electronic T-shirt with no antennas but with ports for multiple inputs and outputs, including a thermometer, a microphone, a blood oxygen monitor, and headphones, to help monitor soldiers' health. Dr. Volakis shares this interest in using clothing to monitor vital signs. He is working to develop an antenna hospital gown that can transmit data like heart rates to a health professional's computer. Such wireless monitoring could be used not only in hospitals, but also in people's houses, to remotely keep tabs on the sick and elderly while they move about unencumbered. When elderly people stay home, we want to give them independence, Dr. Volakis said. People are not going to be tied to a wire. The challenges are different from those of a bulletproof vest, which does not need laundering and whose natural bulk can accommodate antenna panels. By contrast, an antenna gown needs to flow, so it must be made of threads that not only conduct electricity, but are soft and washable. Dr. Volakis's team is experimenting with high-tech materials like carbon nanotubes and graphene to try to satisfy these requirements. Beyond that, he says smart textiles could improve the life of anybody who yearns for a stronger cell phone signal. We have a huge amount of room on ourselves, Dr. Volakis said. Why not cover it with antennas? Adapted from the New York Times, October 2011.